We got in last night about 4 a.m., so we gave the players off today. We had a chance to watch the tape on the plane as a coaching staff, and then a chance to reevaluate it again today. We spent quite a bit of time evaluating offense, defense, special teams, areas where we did well, and then areas we obviously need to improve on. And, you know, we're looking at the positives of what we've done and what we have can do, and we're going to try to build on those. And it's, again, continuing to find our strengths. You know, I think a really good example of this is special teams, the way we're seeing this. Seattle has been considered for years, the last 3 or 4 years, a really good special teams unit. And they've had players that have played the positions from, you know, start of preseason all the way through their first group. We're really like in week 3 of preseason with some of our guys. You know, we've had some new personnel in there, and they're starting to get a feel for each other and how to play off each other when they're running down and coverage and protection and things like that. And it's starting to come together. And that's where you're seeing some signs of that on offense and defense. And we just got to continue to go through this process. And we will. I think, you know, for now as coaching staff, we're really trying to take a deep look at the things that we can do to improve as quick as possible with some of our scheme stuff. But I know there's a lot of stuff. You guys have a lot of questions, so I'll just open it up for you guys.
Gus, now that you look back on how the week went, would you change anything? Would you still go back and want to spend a week out west?
Hayes, I thought it was really good. You know, I know teams are looking at it. When I was in Seattle, Coach Carroll asked me about it and said, you know, we contemplating doing it. What'd you think, Gus? I thought it was really good for our team. Limited distractions. And our entire focus was on, you know, the game plan and the scheme. But I think more of it was with just our camaraderie and our team. You saw a lot of older guys taking veterans aside, some in groups, some one-on-one. And, you know, for that, I think that it really helped us.
Does it change when you come back here now? Is it harder to get
Well, I think there's going to be more distractions. There's more distractions now, so that'll be the challenge for our guys. And, you know, but they'll handle it.
Gus, you expect Blaine Gabbert to start something?
Yes.
Why do you think that 6 days ahead of time with no full practice?
Well, you know what? It was an interesting week. When we went into last week, just what we thought of Blaine, we thought there was a really limited chance that he would be ready. And we made a decision to go with Chad, and we went through it. Now, Blaine got his last stitches out Sunday before the game. But he did practice on Friday. We got him some reps with the service team, and he did some good things, just movement and throwing and things like that. So, you know, we feel good about him going into this week.
What are your expectations for him? Because basically now in the last 6-7 weeks, it's been 4 quarters of football and no practice.
Right. Well, you know, I think that hopefully he picks up where he left off from preseason. And, you know, I think this has been good for Blaine, to be honest with you, to go through the game process, game planning process, to be involved with all the meetings and be in there with Chad and maybe seeing a different side of it. And I think that's been good for Blaine. We saw a side of him when we went out and practiced on Friday where it looked like he had some freedom, you know, and he was running the service team and was looking at a car and going out there and playing. And I talked to him about that because it looked like he was just playing. He was free and throwing the ball and throwing it on the run. And I said, that right there, what you just did, that's what we have to capture. And, you know, I think, you know, those are things that are promising for us.
Is that the first time you worked with the scouts?
Yes.
You mentioned yesterday possibly wanting to change blocking schemes a little bit. Now that you've watched the film, are you still?
Yeah, you know what? We have zone schemes. We have gap schemes. We have all those in our arsenal. And, you know, yesterday we ran a little bit more gap schemes. And, you know, with Mojo, and it was pretty good. And but we also had some zone schemes that worked out. So I think what's important for us is to keep that variety, to keep defenses off guard, that it's not just zone, it's not just gap, but to have that flexibility.
What's the future of Denard running the Wildcat?
Well, you know, those are one of the things that we were concerned about you know, when he first got here was the ball security. He's done a very good job as far as with kickoffs and things like that and having that. That was, you know, a misread. Running back thought he had it. You know, Denard was going to pull it, one of those type things. And, you know, that's, you know, we repped it quite a bit. We had a decent game plan of Wildcat going into the game. And, you know, that's part of the things with a rookie back there.
Are you seeing players follow your lead in terms of positivity?
You know, that's good. I hope so. I hope so. I think that, you know, right now, this is pretty standard. I was watching some press releases and things after the game, and I'm hearing, like, Tom Coughlin, who I respect a great deal, say, hey, you know, our effort is great. And I hear another coach say, our effort is great, but it's still the bottom line. And, you know, it sounds like a broken record, but we competed throughout the game. It shows up on tape. One of the last plays of the game on defense, there was 10 guys hitting the ball carrier. And you see it demonstrated. So what does that mean to me? I know that's just part of it. That doesn't mean, oh, okay, we're okay because we have good effort. But that is a huge deal now. That's a huge deal. To me, it shows players aren't discouraged. They're not happy with the results. But when you have that, you can get better faster.
But at some point, they've got to get some kind of reward out of the effort, right? I mean, you've got to...
Right. But you know what? I think our players have a lot of trust. And they understand that to continue doing that, the results will come. It's an example would be turnovers. You know, we preach it's all about the ball, right, Beto? We preach it every day. We run takeaway circuits. We go after it. And we go out in the game, and it doesn't happen. And we say, just you're doing things right. Keep going. And trust that they'll come in bunches. They'll come if we just keep doing this. And I think our guys have taken that mindset with this, you know, the effort and everybody getting to the ball and saying, hey, it may not have showed up in Seattle, but we trust this is the way to do it and the results will come.
Gus, the fact that they competed, isn't that saying they're just not good enough and you didn't make good enough moves in the offseason to improve the team?
Well, you know, competed, I think that it's a great question, Vito. We have some young players back there. You know, look at the secondary. Not that that's an excuse. I'm actually excited about it. Jonathan Cyprian, Josh Evans, Demetrius, you know, rookie DBs playing in this game. And Cyprian in the last two games has two fumbles he's caused. Josh had seven tackles and a critical tackle and a play in the red zone. Demetrius, although he had a couple of penalty and some shots, he made some plays and he stayed on top. And but we're going to go through some growing pains. We're going to go through some growing pains with those guys back there. The touchdown to Sidney Rice. Josh was in position, but you have to tag the ball. You can't wait for the ball to come to you. And, you know, we have a lot of those little teaching moments with our guys. So they're competing, but that's the challenge that we're in right now is to try to speed up this process.
There's another problem with Billy's draft, not bringing in enough veterans to add stability.
Well, I mean, Puz played very well yesterday. He's a veteran guy for us, did very well. Sendarik played well. You know, Jason Babin had another sack. He missed an opportunity for two more, and we've got to finish him. So I don't look at it as that. I just look at it as a team. We have opportunities, and we got to capture them. And we're excited about the speed that Jonathan Cyprian has. And, you know, sometimes you're bringing an older veteran, you may not have that speed. And we just feel like that's important.
But in understanding, Coach, that it's a process, which you've stated, and never really stated any kind of one-loss expectation, but are you guys at all taken aback that it's been, you know, I mean, look, if you look at the power poles, you're down at the bottom and such. I mean, does that surprise you guys at all? Or?
Well, I don't get caught up in all that.
Yeah.
I know you'd say, why, Gus? Because for me, I just know the fastest way for us to get better is to stay away from discouragement. It just is. All of you can attest to that. And I know for our guys, if when I see a team play with spirit and enthusiasm and they're running to the ball and seeing things like that, that's the last thing I'm going to take away from them. I'm going to take away that spirit because I know that's part of being successful. And so we have that. Now it's our job to capture the next phases, and we have to speed it up.
how do you not get frustrated or not show your, I'm sure you do, but not show your frustration?
Well, because I see glimpses of things that are very good, like when a Jonathan Cyprian blitzes from the backside and run reach and gets a sack, cause fumble. You know, when I see things like that, and it's not the players. I mean, Jonathan Cyprian does not want to make mistakes. He's just learning. And he had a stick nod that was thrown against him. Two times when I was in Seattle, we got beat on that play in 2x2. Pete Carroll put it in because he knew it was an issue in our defense. And Jonathan Cyprian, the first time, covered it like a better than I've seen. So I'm going to get excited about that. That's a great job. And you see things like that, and maybe where he had three mental errors the first week, it was two this week. And you're going, all right, man, that's good stuff. Just keep going now. Keep going. And when he feels that, now next week, let's get him down to none, and let's take care of this guy and this guy. And we'll form a team that plays together, and you know, we get the results that we want.
It goes 5 points in the first half through three games. What can you guys do to...
Yeah, that is an issue. That is an issue. And, you know, we've talked like, hey, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And there's a lot of truth to that. But, you know, we need to do better. We need to do better. It's too many three and outs. I think we had, we fumbled a snap, we had a sack, and then we had a sack. And, you know, it changes the whole field position. The defense at times went out there when it was at midfield and started it. And we've done okay in those situations, but the defense obviously would prefer a longer field to work to get more opportunities for takeaways. So, yeah, that's something that we really looked at today and said, you know, what can we do? And that's, you know, finding out the strengths of our team.
You tried hurry up a couple times, did huddle yesterday. How much can you mess with a script like that?
Example of adjusting. Look at the first half. We did struggle. We saw kind of how they were playing some things, and we came back in the second half. We got 17 points. Cecil, I don't know how many catches he had in the first, but he had explosive play, another explosive play. You know, things like that, we're saying, okay, I think we have to scheme it a little bit as well. You know, see what they're doing and see how they're adjusting, and then come back and say, all right, let's do this now. And a credit to Cecil for the adjustment and getting it done on the game field.
Yes.
And, you know, those are the things that we have to take care of as well.
Can you identify on offense, is there one thing, or is it one thing on this play and a different thing on this play?
In the past, it has been, you know, this one, he stepped the wrong way. Here, he blocked the wrong guy. Here, they didn't make the call. You know, things like that. And I know those are growing pains with a new system. But, you know, so it's a lot of those type things that are occurring. There were less yesterday. You know, I think what we're trying to do is just find out, really, what do we do well? What do we do well? And then do more of those things.
What kind of quarterback play did you get yesterday?
Well, you know, I think what Chad brings us is he is a really good leader for our group. His demeanor on the field was outstanding. You know, his execution of some of those plays were very well. The one, a couple plays to Cecil and the plays that he made. But it's the consistency. You know, a screen, two times we were in the red zone and we threw interceptions. You know, and one hit the helmet of, you know, somebody. You know, it's like, okay, you know, now let's go back and say, hey, you know, on a screen, wait till it clears and get him the ball where it's away from traffic. And, you know, but that's part of it. We build on the positives, and then those negative things, but the players understand it. They know. I mean, Chad would be the first one to come off and say, I don't know what I was thinking, you know. And, you know, those are the things that we got to clean up.
The play where Lowry got hurt. Cheap shot.
No, you know, he was cracking. Golden Tate, I believe, was cracking, you know, on a run play. And, you know, normally on that scheme, they were bluffing and then send him to the flat. Normally they don't crack on that. We've seen that play many times. And Seattle didn't show it on tape, and they cracked, and they caught him off guard.
Concussion.
Yes. You know, I've got the injuries right here. So we'll go ahead. We'll go back after them.
So how about Black?
Blackman, no. He's not. He's got a head contusion. So
ACL done for this week.
Who's that?
Blocking.
We just got to follow NFL protocol. Find out. On Lowry. I think it's more positive on Blackman.
Mercedes Lewis.
Continues to do well. He's. We took an MRI again, and it just shows scar tissue now. So that is, you know, he's gonna. We're gonna continue the return to play protocol, amp that up a little bit more on him, and see how he's doing.
A chance to play.
It's better. It's much better. You know, I talked to him on the plane ride home last night, visited with him about it, and I think it's for him. It's just growing confidence. I think the MRI coming back showing that. All these things will lead to positives for him.
Let's play a team like Seattle, and you worked there for a while. You know a lot of their personnel. Did you see some of the changes that they made in the offseason that took another step up where many people think they truly could be the best team in the league?
This past offseason?
Yeah, and then playing them yesterday.
Yeah, I think they have done a good job. Now, for them, too, it was a process. You know, the first year and the second year and the third year, and you know, remember that 2 years ago they were 7-9, and then last year started 5-4, and then Russell kind of caught fire, and you know, and extended to where I think they felt like, you know what, we just got on a roll here going in the playoffs. Now let's add these guys into it to try to get us over the hump, and you know, they've done a nice job with personnel. Just felt like, you know, especially in their defensive line, and they have some guys injured. Jordan Hill's a good player. And, you know, but they just kept sending, you know, another group out at us. And, you know, that's where we need to get to.
And that's kind of my point, in that you saw the development of that team. And so you know the process that this is going to take.
Yes, yes. It's pretty clear picture. But, you know, I don't want to say that in regards to saying, oh, okay, we're 3 years away. You know, that's not how we think. You know, we're just trying to get these guys to play at their highest level. And a team that plays with enthusiasm, effort, high intensity, it's get guys that football is extremely, extremely important to. That's the number one thing for me. And I know that's what we're going to bring in. You know, if there's guys, if they have to love football, it has to be a passion, and they have to have that type of personality to fit in here. And that's what we're building.
I think that's talent. What the fans...
And talent, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's in talent first.
Well...
It is.
You're right, Vito. Thank you for letting me clarify that. That's huge.
One of the things that fans want to hear, Gus, is that if you get this group of players to play... without the mistakes that you've talked about, clean things up, as which is the phrase that you use.
Right.
That they're going to be in games. That they're going.
Yeah. We have the talent to do that. Yeah, the players believe it. You know, what's interesting, after the game, you know, I'm talking to the whole team, and we bring him up, and I look, and I turn around, and I look, and everybody's looking, and it's quiet. And everybody's listening to every word you're saying. It's pretty cool. It wasn't guys off to their locker taking tape off, this guy over here talking to a trainer. I mean, it was, everybody was there really paying attention and listening. And it says to me, boy, this message is important. It's very important to these guys. It's important to them. I've got to be on for these guys. They want to hear the direction and what we're going and what we're doing. And it was great. It was great. And, you know, when you have that, how can't you give them everything? You know, they want it as badly as anybody. And believe me, they don't like going through this. And they'd like to come out to where we go on a run now. And we all do. But we just know in order to do that, we have to stick to this. And if we have to stick to this plan right here, as far as just attitude and encouragement and that.
How closely do you have to take a look at your left guard who's been struggling?
Well, you know what? I know that's one of the things you guys talked about last night, you know, because they gave up some sacks. But, you know, one of the things that we need to look at, too, is how important the running game is and how important it is to come out and get a lead, you know, to where they can't send in. And here, all of a sudden, we're getting a cheetah package where it's four-speed rushers. And, you know, our offensive line's gone, okay, you know, here we go. They know we're one-dimensional, And you're trying to keep that balance, but it's tough when you get behind.
But Will is struggling in the run block area too.
Yeah. You know, that's what we got to look at, because he's a good player. He's a good player. And sometimes when you get beat once or twice and that happens, all of a sudden now you start rethinking things. Luke Jokel, one of the players came up to him and said, after the game, said, you know what? I had you because you turn your shoulders on your pass set. After the game, you know, and players said, that's what I'm doing. And Luke said, that's great to hear. That's great feedback. I know I've been told to do that, but I must think you're out there a ways. I've got to do that to get to them. But it's, you know, lessons like that that our guys are learning.
One of the Seattle players on that?
Yes.
But going from a, you said you got the zone scheme and the gap scheme intermixed. You're not going to go back to a man scheme. That's not a...
No. We've always been a zone and gap scheme team. Right. We just incorporated a little bit more gap yesterday, you know. Okay. Is this, you got the other sheet? Okay. Alan Ball, we feel like he's doing a lot better. We'll continue to do his return to play protocol, but there's a solid chance that we could get him this week. Will Blackman, like I said, the head contusion, you know, it's encouraging. On that side of it for Will. Dwayne Gratz, he is out of the boot, is doing pool work now. So, that, you know, one step closer. I still don't believe he'll be ready this week. Dwight Lowry, like we talked about, he does have the concussion. You know, we'll just follow the NFL concussion protocol with him. Roy Miller hyperextended his elbow, but he should be okay. Mojo came out of it really good. Feels really good. I give a lot of credit to Mojo now. He went through, he had some swelling in his ankle, and we went out there. Normally he doesn't test, work out at 10 a.m. before the game. He's the type of guy that says, you know what, it either feels good and let me go. And we said, no, we're going through this. 10 o'clock, let's go through it. He went out there, did everything right, and he was awesome. And he came out and felt really good. And I talked about Mercedes, and then Michael Brown, lumbar transverse process. He's got a fracture in there, and that's the difficult thing with him. So his availability will be in question.
He broke his back.
Well, if that's what breaking your back is, so
if he didn't, was that discovered?
No, he had that,
okay.
And we just felt like through treatment, and he's moving around better. But I understand it's just going to take some time for him.
So he's out to
I wouldn't say that. I just know that for this week, it doesn't look as encouraging as some of the others.
What about Gavin Reed busting? Is that about picked up where he left off?
Well, you know what? Where he left off, and when I saw him on Friday, you know, he's just has some special talent. You know, Vito, we really like his traits. He's 6'5", 250 pounds, runs a 4.5. He does some things well on the movement. He makes some mistakes and decision-making. And it might be one of those things where if you give him five things to decide from, maybe at times, maybe that's not the best thing to do for him or for Chad. And maybe we have to simplify it and allow him to play more with more freedom. And those are things that we have to go through right now. He played with freedom on Friday and looked great. So when I talked about earlier, learn the learner and always compete, well, just because he was on the service team doesn't mean, okay, let's just worry about it. We were watching him, and because we're continually trying to find out the strengths of our players. And it was a cool process. So we have to take a look at those things.
Is it a mindset thing with him?
Well, I think, he's really matured, even since the time I've met him. I'm not saying that, he matured like Peyton Manning, but he's matured. He's stronger, and he has more conviction. And I think what Blaine does, Blaine is a pleaser. He really wants to please Jed. He really wants to please us. He wants to please the players. And I think when you do that, you might not take as many risks, you know, because he doesn't want to let anybody down. And I think we have to change his mindset to say, it's okay. Don't worry about us. We'll be fine. You know, the way you please us is to go out there and let loose and take some risks and to do those things and play with some more freedom. I think that's what we've got to develop with playing.
What do you mean he's playing with freedom, more freedom?
Well, you know what? It's okay if you're in the pocket and you feel a rush to move outside the pocket. And it might be okay to run the ball and slide or get out of bounds or try to, you know, make some things happen on your own. You know, when we watched Seattle last week now, a lot of their explosive plays came off Russell Wilson scrambling and make plays. And Aaron Rodgers does it. There's a lot of players in this league, quarterbacks, that through that freedom have made big plays. And you know what? We have to look at that as far as if that's going to, you know, help us a little bit.
You say you have special talent. When do we get to see it on the field?
Well, that's our job, you know. That's our job. And that's why, just like you want to see it, we all want to see it. So we have trust in what we're doing. But that doesn't mean, okay, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Part of our personality, part of our philosophy is to compete at all times. And that might mean we might have to do some different things within our scheme to help our guys. Maybe it's with the offensive line. Maybe it's with the quarterback. Maybe with the receivers. Against Seattle, we went more stacks and bunches and to give our guys an opportunity to compete at a higher level. And, you know, there were some good things. I mean, Seattle is a very, very good defensive team. We scored 17 points. Oh, okay, Gus, it doesn't matter. You still have to execute. You still have to do it now. And, you know, there were some good things that we can build off of.